8:14, Galesburg's Morning News. Tom Meredith, Nick Isher, thanks for being with us here this morning. Well, there is a fundraising event coming up this Thursday evening, and it's going to benefit Discovery Depot Children's Museum. And joining us to talk more about it, the executive director of Discovery Depot, Denise Bradburn. Denise, good morning. How are you today?
Good morning. I'm great.
Thanks
Pretty
for coming
good on
in.
Monday.
Debbie Craddy, I don't think you ever left. You were just here last week.
That's
one of the board members of Discovery Depot. Good morning, Deb. How are you?
Good morning.
Thanks for coming in with us here this morning. All right. Well, you know, this is really interesting because a lot of fundraising events obviously have gotten canceled. A lot of in-person stuff especially has gotten canceled. But it's at a point now, Denise, where you decide, he's like, you know what? We don't know what's going to happen. Things are somewhat open right now. We can get an event in now because we don't know in the near future if we're going to be able to get anything else in. Was that kind of the impetus behind
Yes.
Go ahead and getting this one scheduled?
So Discovery Depot's two primary fundraisers occur in the last quarter of the year. We have Booze and Brews in October, and we are planning to do that again with Iron Spike. They've graciously been in contact with us about that fundraiser. And then our Festival of Trees is in December, the first week of December. But not knowing exactly what is ahead, we decided that while we are open, while the restaurants are open and people are going out and dining in, they are going out and carrying out and eating outside, that we would put up a fundraiser to help Discovery Depot, which unfortunately is a necessity at this point in time after being closed for almost 3 months. So we have our Tip the Depot night coming up this week.
So Thursday night at Sidetracks Bar and Grill here on East Main Street in Galesburg, 5:30 to 9. Talk about exactly what's going to be going on.
Well, we will have tip boxes there at each table. We've went ahead and kind of gone away from the come to one jar and tip so that if you're in the restaurant, you can tip wherever you're at. The restaurant has all three rooms will be open that evening for us so that you can spread out, as well as the outside dining and carry out is also available, and you can tip the museum. We'll have a silent auction with a few items up for bid, and Deb has lined up some great guest bartenders, so I'll let her talk about that. But
yep.
We are definitely adhering to safety rules so people can feel safe when they come out to support the museum.
Who can we trust to put our drinks together, Deb?
So we have some local professionals. We have realtors from Century 21. We have some police officers and then just other like board members, different celebrities from town. Every hour, there'll kind of be a couple people behind the bar and they'll trade out and just emptying those tip jars and trying to get some money for the depot. So,
are they going to try to be like in competition with each other a little bit,
oh,
trying to get
sure.
the most tips
every okay. time?
So we might see somebody dancing on a bar.
Yep.
I don't know.
Yep.
Just, I don't know how sanitary that would be, but they will sanitize afterwards if that's the case. Right?
Yes, for sure.
Well, as a board member, Deb, I know you see and you talk, keep in contact with Denise, that it's not, you know, when you're closed. You know, thus,
right.
Obviously, you want to keep everything going, and especially now with everything upgraded at Discovery Depot Children's Museum. But when you're closed and you don't have any income to help with operating
right.
expenses, these kind of things are necessary.
Right. We have seen a huge decline, in revenue that we're getting at the depot. And, Denise has worked really hard with doing grants and different things like that. And keeping everything sanitized and clean takes manpower. But at this point, you know, we're just not seeing the people coming into the depot, which is understandable, definitely, during this time. And we don't know, like we talked about before, what December is going to look like, what October is going to look like. So Thursday night, we would like everybody to come out. You can come in any or do your carry out and tip, and it would just be greatly appreciated because the depot does wonderful things for the kids in this community. So,
Debbie Craddy, board member of Discovery Depot Children's Museum, also the executive director of Discovery Depot, Denise Bradburn, joining us here this morning, Thursday night at Sidetracks on East Main Street, 5:30 to 9. Help out any way you can. Raffles, some silent auction items as well that people can bid on?
We do. We have a John Deere Classic package. Unfortunately, you know, they didn't have the Classic this year, won't be able to have that. But they are looking towards next year. They're got their ticket sales going up online, and so we're putting together a 2021 John Deere basket. We have some restaurant beer type packages. We also have some kid packages because we know there's a lot of kids at home right now. And so we have some baskets of stuff, of activities to kind of challenge their minds as they get ready to go back to school in the fall. And so all of that at Michael Kors purse. So we have quite a bit up for auction, and it'll be a silent auction. So hopefully we'll get some people out to bid. If anyone is interested in tipping the depot and not coming out that night, they can go to our website at www.discoverydepot.org and go to the support page, and our PayPal link is there. And that way they can also tip the depot that way.
You can do that any time of year, right?
You can do it any time of year.
Right. You mentioned challenging children's minds, and one of the great things about Discovery Depot Children's Museum is kids are in there, they're having fun, they're playing, learning at the same time, though.
Yes, absolutely. Exactly. And not always do they know that. So
right.
They're very engaged and doing a lot of higher level thinking skills, figuring out some challenges. So, yeah, we see that all the time in there. And even sometimes we are able to challenge the parents in the way they think about solving something.
That's Denise Bradburn. She's Executive Director of Discovery Depot Children's Museum here in Galesburg. Also, Debbie Craddy, one of the board members of Discovery Depot, joining us. And Debbie, I've talked with Denise about this a number of times, of what a great gem we have here in the city of Galesburg and Discovery Depot, that there's not other communities, not only in Illinois, but in the country, that have something as great as this. And it's got to be really fun for you to see as a board member everything that's gone on there and what an incredible asset this place is to the community.
Right. And I would say my first time at the depot was probably taking my own students there, being an educator in town. And then my nieces and nephews, they come from the suburb area and really enjoy the depot. That's one thing they ask for every time they come. And then also being on the board, just learning, you know, that they are really kind of doing everything on their own and getting, you know, the money and people in there and putting grants up. So we have like our sign on 74 that was new put up. So really promoting the depot and seeing that growth is huge for this community. So
absolutely.
We are lucky.
Well, Denise, always lots and lots of things going on at Discovery Depot. Talk about some of the happenings here during the month of July.
Right. So we do have summer camps going on. They run on Tuesdays, Wednesdays, Thursday mornings and afternoons. We have a Where in the World is Waldo camp coming up, Kids in the Kitchen, science camps, art camps. We also have a lot of our camps available as at-home kits. So if you don't want your child to attend, you can order a kit and work through the activities at home. We have had pretty good attendance. Our camps, we're limiting the numbers. The kids are in their own workspaces 6 feet apart. They have their own supplies. So that's been a really good model for us. And by and large, most people are happy and thank us for continuing to offer those. We also, now we're open for 25% capacity. So we've rolled out our weekend programming again. So the museum, most weekends that you pop in there, you would be able to take on another activity in the art studio or the science lab. So,
do you need to have a reservation just coming to visit?
No reservations needed now. We are, as I said, we are open Tuesday through Saturday, 10 to 4. Sundays, 12 to 4, and we're closed on Mondays. We are, as I said, 25% capacity is a good number for us. To date, we haven't reached that 25% capacity at one time in the building. So it's been a lower attendance, but also you have a lot of space around you. So the exhibits have all been modified so that one family is allowed in each exhibit area at a time. And my staff has learned to really be sanitizing experts. So we're doing that all day long with kids and families in the building.
Well, and as you mentioned, I mean, attendance was down. You were closed for more than a couple months. Now, not only able to have up to 25%, so thus, again, the need for a fundraiser.
Yes.
Absolutely. You know, typically in the summertime, during the weekdays, Discovery Depot will see upwards of 300 people a day. We're nowhere close to that right now, obviously, with the COVID. So that the museum has, as it has grown, become less dependent upon fundraisers. We've been able to have more earned income through our doors, which is a great model. But now with less people coming in the doors, or the doors even shut for 2.5 months, now we have to go back to the fundraising.
Denise Bradbird, Executive Director at Discovery Depot Children's Museum. The fundraiser coming up Thursday night at Sidetracks Bar and Grill on East Main Street here in Galesburg, 5:30 to 9. You can dine in. You can participate that way. You can do carry out, still participate, or again on Discovery Depot website, right?
Absolutely.
A link to the PayPal page
yes.
there?
Yep.
All right. Anything else, Debbie, that you'd like to add about Discovery Depot?
No, I would just say that if you are kind of weary about going out, please understand that the depot, I've been there multiple times through after the opening, and they are sanitizing, they are cleaning. And so if you would, you know, like something good and clean to do with your kids, it's definitely a place to go. So.
Absolutely. Denise, anything else we need to know about what's going on here in July or even coming up before school starts?
Well, we do have camps going into August this year, so we are excited to have those the first couple of weeks of August, so keep a watch out for that. And I just want to give a thanks to Sidetracks for opening up their entire facility for us on Thursday night, and also to our guest bartenders. I don't think Debbie had a very hard time finding people that wanted to come out and help support the museum. So hopefully we'll have lots of people that want to come and eat some food and support the museum in that way.
Well, that's the thing. People that want to get out and help, so they expect you to get out and help as well, right?
Right.
Exactly.
Absolutely. Denise Bradbird, Debbie Craddy, thank you so much. Appreciate your time.
Thank you.
Thank you.